This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Donald Trump from office with a cabinet vote, citing that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. The vice president, in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said it would not be in the best interest of the nation, and it was time to unite our country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. Attention now shifts to the Democrat majority-led House of Representatives, which is set to vote later today on impeaching President Trump for the deadly Capitol attack. A small group of Republican lawmakers, including third-ranking House leader Liz Cheney of Wyoming, announced they would vote to impeach Trump in his first public appearance since a violent mob, the mob attack at the Capitol. President Trump warned lawmakers off impeachment, suggesting efforts to impeach would push him out of office, would create division, causing tremendous danger and anger in the country. Speaking to reporters as he left Texas, where he touted the wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump offered no condolences for those dead or injured in the Capitol siege, only saying, "I want no violence." The New York Times reporting U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is